This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Most students in the Macomb School District are back in classrooms now that pandemic-related restrictions have been eased. But Superintendent Patrick Toomey says the district is ready to switch back to a hybrid model or entirely to remote teaching if the situation changes.
If we needed to, we could do either with really very little notice. We still have those schedules in place. We still have those all the tools and the technology in place. So if for some reason things went south in the community or the region, we could definitely revert back to either one of those schedules quite quickly.
What have you learned from the past year of doing remote teaching and hybrid schedules and everything else that came along with the pandemic?
Well, you know, I think we learned a lot of things. One, we have a new appreciation. You know, I hear a lot that parents say, oh, we have a new appreciation for teachers. But I can say the reverse is true also. We have a new appreciation for the support of our entire community and certainly our parents and grandparents because they had to step in to a very difficult job of being the physical teacher in the room with their students at home. So that's one. Two, we learned how resilient people are, and particularly our students. Across the board, this has not been easy on our students, and we recognize that. And yet, students are still here. They're still eager to come to school, and now we're seeing that they're quite eager to continue their learning. I would say last but not least is the dedication of our entire staff. And I always knew that we had a dedicated staff, but when you get a front row seat into the adversity that exists when you're in the middle of a pandemic and you watch as your colleagues rise to the occasion to do whatever is necessary to continue children's learning, it has been, from that perspective, a very gratifying experience.
Well, we keep hearing that the remote learning is not the same as face-to-face. So will you, because we've had a year of at least a mix, will you be encouraging more students to go to summer school or get some tutoring, anything like that to make up for this past year?
Yes, we're actually in the middle of developing a very robust plan to address any learning loss that has occurred across the district. Yet this spring, we'll be conducting MAP assessments, and then MAP assessments will give us a good picture of where kids are at today, and we'll use that information to develop an initiative moving forward of addressing the learning loss gaps that we know have occurred across the district. And so, as we go into the summer and certainly all of next year and perhaps even the following year, we'll have a very robust plan in place to address the learning loss that has occurred.
So this is a moment when educators might actually support standardized testing?
I think in this case, the MAP assessments are a little different because they're so individualized in terms of scores and skill sets that they draw out. And so in this case, there's no question we'll embrace the MAP assessments in order to get that critical data that we need.
Dr. Patrick Toomey is superintendent of the Macomb School District. He says the change back to in-person classes was not too difficult because at least some in-person teaching was done during much of the pandemic. He says some students are still being taught via remote means only because of their parents' concerns about the coronavirus. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.